First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
Washington renews application of Trading with the Enemy Act against Cuba.
Cuban foreign minister warns about danger stemming from looming economic crisis in the U.S.
No More Trump campaign wraps up with 13 million signatures for the United Nations.
Lula da Silva accuses his jailers of lying to the Brazilian people.
And now the news in detail.
At the end of a week in which relations between the United States and Cuba further deteriorated, the White House announced over the weekend that President Donald Trump extended for another year the validity of the law that establishes the basis of the blockade against the Caribbean state. In a memorandum addressed to the Secretaries of State and Treasury, President Donald Trump instructed the extension of the Trading with the Enemy Act for another year, saying the decision is in the national interest of the United States. This legal rule delegates to the U.S. President the possibility of applying economic punishments in times of war or any other period of national emergency and prohibits trade with the enemy or its allies during armed conflicts. It is the third time since he took office that President Donald Trump has extended the law that was passed during World War I in 1917 and that has been applied against Cuba since 1962, when then U.S. President John F. Kennedy resorted to this law to establish the blockade against the Caribbean state. The Caribbean island is the only country in the world against which this law is applied.
Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez has warned that the U.S. government will seek a foreign policy success at all costs in the face of its complicated economic situation. There has not been the expected growth, the tax-reducing policies, the low interest rates, or the commercial war have not yielded the desired results, he wrote on Twitter. Bruno Rodriguez expressed concern about Washington's response to an economy shaken by President Donald Trump's trade war with China. In that sense, experts from Morgan Stanley Investment Bank and Moody's Financial Research Agency warned of a possible recession due to the trade conflict. The dispute has a larger-than-expected effect on the U.S. economy, Goldman Sachs recently warned. Domestically, the U.S. Federal Reserve recently voiced its concern about moderate inflation in the country and referred to possible further reductions in the value of money, if necessary.
The Venezuelan government wrapped up the international No More Trump campaign on Sunday as thousands gathered in plazas, communities and neighborhoods of the country to sign the petition calling on the United States to lift its unilateral blockade against Venezuela. In every corner of the planet, we have seen the No More Trump campaign because it is a feeling that has expanded to the peoples of the world. The campaign symbolizes anti-imperialism. Venezuela's Vice President Delcy Rodríguez said she signed the petition herself during one of the closing acts in Caracas, the Venezuelan capital. Delcy Rodríguez and Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza have been appointed by President Nicolás Maduro to represent the country at the 74th session of the United Nations General Assembly, which will begin on Tuesday, September 17th. The president also reported that more than 12 million signatures had been collected from all over the world as of September 12th. The Venezuelan representatives will deliver a letter to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres with the expected 13 million signatures and explain the global rejection of the unilateral economic blockade against the Latin American nation.
In his first exclusive interview since he was imprisoned 526 days ago, former Brazilian President Inácio Lula da Silva talks about prison, Latin America's future, and Lava Jato operation. I'm turning 73 years old, but I've got the energy of a 20-year-old boy, said the former Brazilian president during his first interview to an Argentinian daily since he was imprisoned April 7, 2018. Sitting behind a small desk and guarded by a police officer, he confessed he has planned to live 120 years. Therefore, he needs a lot of strength because otherwise life would be boring. The interview took place in Kuritaba's prison in Paraná, where he is held in solitary confinement 22 of the 24 hours a day. His defense team hopes with optimism that in the coming months, Lula could be released or at least be granted house arrest.
And you've tuned to the news here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Lena Valverde.
The U.S. government is destroying multilateralism with its aggressive policies without caring about the consequences of its behavior. Cuban lawmaker and intellectual Abel Prieto denounced on Sunday at the Fête de l'Humanité. During an interview with Prensa Latina News Agency, the head of the Cuban delegation to the 84th edition of the festival rejected the irresponsible position of the U.S. at a time when the world needs less selfish approaches to solve the problems it faces. This administration is undermining the importance of the United Nations and its efforts after the tragedy of World War II, to build a planet in peace, ignoring basic principles such as non-interference in the internal affairs of countries, the peaceful solution of differences, and others, Prieto said. According to the Cuban presidential advisor, the international community aspires precisely to the opposite of what Washington is doing with its imperialist behavior.
Cuban Vice President Inés María Chapman concluded a brief stay in Zimbabwe, where she represented Cuba at the funeral of former President Robert Mugabe. The Cuban leader attended the ceremony organized Friday in Harare's National Stadium to bid farewell to the icon of the independence of Zimbabwe, considered the father of the nation, who passed away last September 6 in Singapore. The head of state and government of Zimbabwe thanked Cuba for having sent a high-level representation to the funeral and stressed that the leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, and former President Mugabe were like brothers. He also recalled that thousands of Zimbabwean professionals were trained in Cuban universities and emphasized the friendship between the two peoples and the government and the intention to continue consolidating those ties.
The governments of Cuba, Uruguay, and Nicaragua have strongly rejected the activation against Venezuela of the Inter-American Treaty of Reciprocal Assistance, which could authorize the use of military force against Caracas if the countries that are part of the treaty deemed it a threat to security or peace in the region. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel denounced the embarrassing decision of activating the Inter-American Treaty of Reciprocal Assistance, calling it a poorly legally supported excuse to intervene in Venezuela's internal affairs, something he said is unacceptable. The Uruguayan government has also condemned supporting the treaty role taken by some of the countries in the region. Uruguayan Foreign Affairs Minister Rodolfo Nin Novoa said in a press conference that the document represents a clear objective of taking down Venezuela's government regardless of the legal consequences such action may have in future. Echoing the same sentiment, Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega leveled the activation of the treaty an act of war and an instrument of Washington's expansionist policies towards countries all over the world.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Washington renews application of Trading with the Enemy Act against Cuba.
Cuban foreign minister warns about danger stemming from looming economic crisis in the U.S.
No More Trump campaign wraps up with 13 million signatures for the United Nations.
Lula da Silva accuses his jailers of lying to the Brazilian people.